أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وآتينا موسى الكتاب وجعلناه هدى لبني إسرائيل ألا تتخذوا من دوني وكيلا ذرية من حملنا مع نوح إنه كان عبدا شكورا صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 2 and number 3 of Surah Bani Israel. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about that great journey of our Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the initial part of the journey, which was known as Isra, from Makkah Mukarrama, Masjidul Haram to Masjidul Aqsa, and then the Mi'raj of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as was discussed in Surah An-Najm. So here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala could have taken Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam from Makkah Mukarrama directly through the skies and then to the Arsh of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The one question that will be asked is, why did Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala take Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam from Masjidul Haram ila al-Masjidil Aqsa? And Allah Ta'ala makes particular mention about that. So the ulama have expressed certain reasons for this. The one important reason, that when Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had come back after the Mi'raj, and when Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spoke about this journey, then obviously besides Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, all others had expressed doubt and rejection. They didn't accept that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would have gone on this journey in such a short while. So there were many questions that they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, questions regarding Masjidul Aqsa, questions regarding to and from Masjidul Aqsa. There is a very interesting incident that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was coming back on the Buraq, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed by a caravan, and as the Buraq passed, one of the camels, that camel had fallen, and on that camel there was some goods that was laden. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam made mention of that incident, and when he had done so, then the people did not believe Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When this caravan came into Makkah Mukarrama, then they saw that one of the legs of that camel was wounded and injured, and when they asked about the injury, exactly the way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam described the event, the incident, that is exactly how the people of the caravan explained it to the people of Makkah Mukarrama. So there was beyond doubt with regards to this journey of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The second reason would be that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had established Al-Aqsa as the masjid of many of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. In the terminology of some of the ulama, it is known as Masjidul Anbiya, that this was the masjid of many Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, and of course it was the Qibla, the first Qibla of Islam. So this contact and this relationship that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had described, the other reasons that we'll discuss towards the end of the ayahs to come in front, but this is the glimpse of it all, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created this relationship between Masjidul Aqsa and the Masjidul Haram for the people of Makkah Mukarrama to recognize Al-Aqsa, and of course for the Yahud of Al-Aqsa to recognize Masjidul Haram. Hence Allah Ta'ala says, وَآتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ. And certainly we had bestowed, we had granted Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wassalam the kitab, وَجَعَلْنَاهُ هُدًا. And we had made the kitab, that is the Torah, a great means of hidayah, فَهُ لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ, for the Banu Israel. One of the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, or rather the prohibitions of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in the Torah, Allah tattakhidhu min duni wakila, O Bani Israel, do not take anyone else, do not appoint anyone else, do not make anyone else besides me, besides Allah as a guardian. Zurriyata man hamalna ma'anur. Ya Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addresses them in a very unique way. O children of those people whom we had taken with Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam on the ark, who we had carried with Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam on the ark. Ya Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes reference to Nuh alayhi salam. They were those that had embarked the ark with Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, and then from them their progeny was the Banu Israel, and hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala calls them by this to make them understand and realize Allah ta'ala did not destroy your forefathers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had brought them to safety, and from those forefathers of yours you are born and you are living. But another important aspect is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to very briefly speak about Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Innahu kana abdan shakura. Certainly Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam is an appreciative, he is a grateful abd, a grateful slave of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So the surah had begun, Subhanalladhi asra bi abdi. Allah spoke about one abd, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And now Allah ta'ala speaks about another abd, that is Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salam, and he was most appreciative to Allah. So you also, Bani Israel, and also the reciters of the Quran, become appreciative slaves of Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.